Words are better than one.
Time for shrink wrap.
Good morning to our guest and to our listening audience. Hello, guest.
Hello, Robin.
Hi. Before we get started, I just want to say that the following is a dramatization, and it is fictitious, and any bearing on reality is purely coincidence. So here we go. Oh, gosh, I'm not in the mood to visit her parents. Last time, her mother was trying to pry her way into our finances. Oh, gosh, look at her. She's just bustling around, trying to find the right scarf to wear. She's always so pressured in this moment. Hey, how about just one time surprise me and screw the toothpaste cap on all the way?
Oh, here he goes again. Who cares about how perfect the darn cap gets put on? In the scheme of things, I'm a pretty responsible person. You wouldn't have married me if that wasn't so, huh?
Well, you know, look, you tell me to empty the compost when it gets to be 3/4 of the way full, and even though it could be fuller, I do it with a smile, because it's not worth it to me to have conflict. Do I think I need to empty it? No, but I do it to make you happy.
Oh, so I should switch my thinking to how considerate you are, huh? Oh, now you're the winner.
Winner? What? How did this get to be a contest?
Oh, my goodness. He's so unaware. Listen, we're running late. We'll probably miss the hors d'oeuvres. Then my brother-in-law will make another snide remark. Ugh. Look, you're the one proving how good you are and how inferior I am. You started it, and it makes me so nuts when you're so authoritative.
Oh, so my needs to not have globs of toothpaste all over the place make me the villain?
What? I never said you were a monster, but you sure are acting the part by being so insensitive to me. I mean, just give me a break, and don't add any negotiation for once, please. And don't give me examples of how good you are. I can't stand it when you do that.
Insensitive? Listen, I agreed to go to this dinner where I'm about to be served up as the first course. Where's your appreciation of my sacrifice? I have lots of important things to do other than getting roasted by your mother. I'm singed from the last time I was there.
Oh, I know. I don't want to go either. I still haven't gotten over from the last fiasco.
Ah, she hasn't gotten over it, but what is she doing about it? Look, well, maybe if you could treat yourself like the adult you are, you could tell her how she affects you and save us the stress.
Oh, you know, she never accepts my feelings. You know that. She'll get all preachy and defensive, and I'm better just bearing it off.
Bearing it off? Well, I think you are bearing it on. And as a matter of fact, so am I. And I had to go for a massage after that last venture. Ugh, you know, it affects me too, but she's your mother.
Right. Well, so you choose to watch me squirm?
Hey, this is also about my dignity and handling your attacks. And get this. Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Oh, I cannot believe you're invoking Tom Petty. How perfect. You know how I feel about him. And now you're trying to get him on your side, too.
You know, if there was a video of this morning, you'd get how far out you are.
And you think you have it all down?
I don't know. I think
this is a case for
Shrink wrap. All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Anonymous. That was really good. So.
Wow, Robin, that felt really intense. So,
yeah.
What just happened? I mean, this doesn't seem like it was really about toothpaste and compost, but that's certainly what got it all started.
Well, yes, on the surface, that was what they started to focus on. But that is a good point, because as we see, pretty soon the issue of mother/mother-in-law comes up. And I happen to think that it probably was easier to fight about toothpaste and compost than to really deal directly with the anticipation of visiting the mom. And so what we end up having are two people who already are feeling some negative emotion, like some anxiety and some fear about seeing mom, who I suppose from what they say here in the past has said some demeaning things and has some potential to be judgmental. And the husband is aware that his wife has difficulty in extinguishing this conflict she has with her mother. And he apparently hasn't initially chosen to talk to his wife and ask her to address this, because it also affects him, right? And so the wife is also feeling the pressure of visiting her mom, whom she fully expects is going to do something to make her feel like the rug has been pulled out. And but she's really avoiding these feelings, and so they're really way down. And I think everything pops for beginning with the husband when he notices the toothpaste cap coming off.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, Robin, it seems like I see a similar situation developing with parents and children.
Oh, like how so, Nancy? Well, I'm anonymous.
Well, for example, perhaps with, you know, repeatedly requesting your child to do something and they don't, and, you know, perhaps like, say, for example, cleaning up your room, mm-hmm. and repeatedly, and then you go downstairs and you think the room has been cleaned and you find that it's still a total mess. Mm. And it just leads into, you know, it becomes a bigger issue than just the cleanliness of the room. It becomes this big power struggle that mm-hmm. underlies the entire relationship.
Well, you know, how do you think the power struggle ensues, right? Like, you know, you have the adult who, I think what you're saying is the adult comes down and is really tired, right, of feeling like her expectations are not being met after she has instructed her child. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And so I think the beginning problem is that if the adult begins to feel annoyed, which is reasonable, and begins to feel maybe some resentment that her child is, maybe she's perceiving it as the child is dissing her, then she's reacting off of that. She's becoming reactive. There's no space in there to reflect, oh boy, he still didn't listen to me, and I've got to get to the bottom of this. And so the mom pops, and before you know it, they're in a power struggle, which is what happened with this dyad, this couple. And so, yes, you're right. Power struggles can occur, and I guess the question is, you know, what they end up being and how to get out of them or how to avoid them. And so in these power struggles, it's common to start hitting below the belt, which continues to escalate the conflict, say things that hurt one another, and take power. Like the parent can start threatening, like, if you do this again or now that you've done it, instead of maybe saying, you know, I see your room still isn't cleaned up. I'm not really clear about that. Maybe you might say, it doesn't make me feel happy, but I'm just going to let you do it again. I'm going to give you another chance, and then, you know, if you need any help, I'll help you. And just back away and try to choose your battles. Just like in this case, once the power struggle ensues, it becomes destructive. And there's ridicule and humiliation. And there is a failure to mentalize. What we see here is a lack of reflecting. There's no indication that there's flexibility in thinking, like, oh, my wife is really uptight. I know she's uptight. If I'm uptight, she's uptight. So maybe I'm not going to say anything about the toothpaste cap this morning. I mean, look at her. She's, you know, in a flurry trying to put on the right garment, the right scarf, and nothing is going to be right. And let me just give her a little support. That's not happening because he's also anticipating something negative about to be come his way. He's going to be served up, as he says. So there's no flexibility in his thinking, no consideration of where the other is at. So I would sum up this conflict as such. And what happens when there's a failure to, be sensitive, to be able to think about how the other person is thinking and why the other person may be thinking that way and what we could do about it, when that doesn't happen, then what we end up doing is displacing our anxious, angry, frightened feelings onto something else. So rather than dealing with the annoyance and the feeling that she is in a power struggle with her mother, and he, the husband, is also feeling uptight about that, rather than dealing with that, they are taking their emotions and really projecting them onto this inanimate object, or this, which suddenly becomes an act of hostility against him, that the toothpaste cap is still not on, when that's really not what it's about at all. And so what happens is emotion gets displaced. And it gets more and more complicated to deal with it. It gets kind of like the princess and the pea. There's a little pea under the bed, and there's 50 mattresses between the princess and the pea, and she can't get comfortable because it keeps bugging her. Maybe it's like that. But I guess the next question would be, what could happen to resolve this conflict, to bring them into some healing? And I believe that the healing would require the following steps. That they stop, that somebody blows the whistle at all costs. If you can blow the whistle, if you can say, okay, let's stop. Let's just take a break. I think that helps. Do you find that helps with children and adults as well?
Yeah, definitely. Just slowing down and reflecting and sort of validating where the other person is coming from.
Absolutely. That is key. Absolutely. That you stop. That you can acknowledge, okay, look at my child or look at my husband or my wife. They are really, upset. They're frothing, or my child is really getting madder by the second upon my presence here. So I should back down because anger is developing. And I should validate, oh, you're really angry. Okay, I pushed your buttons. I find that helps a lot with adolescents.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. When they're not feeling they have much power and you enter into a power struggle, it's explosive at that point, or the potential for it to become so is high. So we stop, identify what's happening, and then we get to problem solving only through acknowledging and validating responses. Mm. So, I would say that, do you have anything else to say about this, Nancy?
Well, it sounds like it's kind of the opposite of the Tom Petty song.
That is true.
Is that right?
That's true. Do you have some song you would like to sing to demonstrate that?
Not this morning.
All right. Well, anyhow, it's been a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for wrapping, and I guess we'll call it a wrap. And